You're listening to KBSX 91.5. I'm Samantha Wright. Rhodes Skateboard Park in downtown Boise officially opens tomorrow. The park has been around since the early 90s, created by Glenn Rhodes, a former Ada County Highway Commissioner. The park recently got an upgrade paid for by the Albertson Family Foundation and the City of Boise. It's been open to skateboarders for a while, and it's packed full of kids every day. To celebrate the grand opening, the company Element, which sells skateboards and gear, is opening a store and community center next door and bringing in their pro skate team. Element works to connect kids to nature using skateboarding. Pro skateboarder Brandon Westgate and Element founder Johnny Schilleriff dropped by our studios this afternoon. They showed off some moves in the parking lot, and I asked Westgate about what kind of tricks he was doing on his skateboard.
What were you doing out there?
Just, like, flat ground tricks, like flip tricks, I guess. Kick flip, 360 flip, front side flip, fakie flip. It was just, like, I was just messing around, kind of. Just throwing a bunch of just random, just flat ground tricks.
So, you've been on a plane all day. You haven't even seen the skate park, but you're here to skate in it. How important are these kind of skate parks in town to towns to skateboarders and to kids?
I think they're super important. Just every skate park really brings everybody together, and just coming out and doing a demo and stuff always gets the kids hype. They get to meet everybody, you know. Not all the time do they get a chance to, like, travel to California or anything, so it's sick when we get to come here and just skate with everybody.
How long you been doing this? How long you been skateboarding?
17 years.
How exciting is it to meet all the kids and have them all come up to you and go, hey, there's a great pro skateboarder who just walked into my neighborhood and started skating. How much fun is that?
I think it's great just, you know, just to have kids that, like, look up to you and just come over, shake your hand. They're, like, super stoked and just get to skate with them, really. It's always just fun to just see a bunch of random kids, like, skating around and just having a good day. So.
And, Johnny, how important is it to have these kind of parks? You know, this is a park that brings a lot of people together and brings them to downtown Boise. How important is that?
I think it's incredibly important. I think, you know, like Brandon was saying, when it comes to skateboarding, whether it's a skateboard park or a skateboard spot in the streets, it's a place where kids from all different walks of life, you know, no color lines whatsoever, economic differences. It's just all about kind of one thing going down, and that's the beautiful thing about skateboarding, is that it doesn't require anything but a pair of sneakers and a skateboard. And when you've got a park that's as good as Rhodes, it just, you know, magnifies that movement, which is something that, you know, everybody needs.
And how is Rhodes? You've been in it. What's it look like?
You know, I've been to it. It's funny because Brandon hasn't seen it yet, but I'd actually say it's probably one of the greatest skate parks on the planet. Yeah, one of the very best skate parks ever built, ever.
What makes it so good?
What makes it so good is that, well, one, it's large. It really does cover all different types of skateboarding because there is difference, you know, whether it be tranny or bowls or street. And then I think the City of Boise, Boise Skateboard Association, and the Albertsons Foundation did a fabulous job of, like, communicating back and forth with Grindline, the people that built it, and not letting a lot of red tape get in the way of making sure it was skate-friendly. And that every piece of the park was built for skaters by skaters. And they didn't let a lot of red tape get in the way. And so it was able to get built very quickly, along with in a lot of states, just to add an extra 4 feet so a skater could get an extra push in. It goes through a lot of bureaucracy, and it could take like 10 years for something like that to happen, where these guys were able to build a park that the skaters were able to define how it should be built versus non-skaters. And that's always makes a world of difference. So it was like an investment with a proper outcome.
And Johnny, tell me about Element and nature and skateboarding.
Well, the long story short is that skateboards are made from trees, and trees are living things. And, you know, as a skateboarder, I think we all have a great appreciation for what provides, you know, the tool under our feet or this toy that we love to have fun on. And so we have an allegiance to the trees, and we have an allegiance to the streets that both really stand for what we are. And then obviously, so it's skateboarding. Art and nature are the things that make skateboarding full circle, and kind of goes back to Boise, the city of trees, with an amazing skateboard park, along with obviously the Boise River, and you kind of pull all that together And it's kind of like everything that embodies Element, which made it such a fascinating thing to be doing with the skate park and this city.
Element founder Johnny Schilleriff and pro skateboarder Brandon Westgate will be at tomorrow's grand opening of Boise's Road Skateboard Park. The skate jam starts at 1 o'clock. You're listening to All Things Considered.